college student who lives on campus, I bet you'll agree that one of the hardest things to do is to eat healthy at school. There are so many universities and colleges whose food isn't very good, isn't cooked right, or doesn't offer very healthy options. I understand because I struggle with this on a daily basis during the year. Over this past year, I've gotten more invested when it comes to eating right. I've learned many things you can do so you're not reaching for the bag of potato chips at the last minute. Hi, my name is Isabel McLean. I'm a student at Worcester State University, and here are some ways college students can eat healthier at school. 1. Go to either the sandwich, soup, or the salad bar. Since my school doesn't offer the best options in the main line, otherwise known as the hotline, I am always going to get salad, soups, and sandwiches. This way, I'm able to control what I put on them, so I'm eating pretty decently. The second thing is cook. Cooking is always an option if you have access to a kitchen. This way, you're able to go to the store and purchase healthy food and cook it at school. A lot of schools offer apartment-style living or residence halls with a small kitchen or a public kitchen. If you have access to this, I highly recommend it. The third one is research. Research some healthy snacks you can make. If cooking is too time-consuming or creates a problem with your budget, you can always create healthy snacks for your dorm. They don't even have to be complicated, they can just be simple. And there are tons of videos online to gather ideas from. This will make it so you don't have access to a bunch of junk food just lying around. Also, make sure to prepare snacks that taste good. You're bound to eat more of them if they do. The fourth option is to bring healthy food back to school. I actually do this a lot. During holidays and breaks, I shop for organic produce and healthy snacks at home and bring them back to school. This not only saves time, but it also saves you if you don't have access to a car on campus. The fifth thing you can do is to stock up on frozen fruit. The freezer at my school was full of it. Not only does frozen fruit taste amazing and contain so many good nutrients, but it's so easy to just grab it and eat. You can defrost it for a snack or put it in a blender if you want a smoothie. Frozen fruit also keeps for a long time in the freezer. Another thing I'm going to touch upon are the chemicals and preservatives found in many food items and snacks often served at schools. These chemicals and preservatives may make the snacks and food taste amazing, but in reality, they're pretty much poison for the body. Here are some names of these chemicals and preservatives to look out for. Food dye. Food dye is an artificial chemical that creates a color for foods and drinks. Often various candies, packaged cookies, cakes, and chips, food dye can be found on an ingredient label as Blue No. 1 or Brilliant Blue E133, Green No. 3 or Fast Green FCF E143, Red No. 3 E127, and Violet No. 1. These food dyes are dangerous to consume because they have been known to cause allergies, hyperactivity, learning impairment, and aggressiveness. The next one is high fructose corn syrup. This sugary syrup made from corn is known to sweeten up almost anything. It's found in packaged foods, drinks, breads, and spreads, such as ketchup. This syrup can cause weight gain, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. The next one is sodium nitrate. Sodium nitrate is a chemical compound which is known to cure meats and give them a good color and flavor. This can cause stomach aches, headaches, flushing, sweat, and anxiety. And the last one is MSG, otherwise known as monosodium glutamate. MSG is added to Chinese food, canned vegetables, meats, and soups. One thing you may notice about eating Chinese food is that you feel full very quickly. This is because of the MSG that's added to it. Some side effects could include a tightness in the chest, sweating, flushing, rapid heartbeats, and nausea. So next time you're at school, or really at any store purchasing food, watch out for these chemicals. You'll be doing your body a favor, and you'll feel better at school. I hope I was able to give you some advice on eating healthy at school. In addition to that, I hope you enjoy this podcast. I'm Isabel McLean. Thanks for listening.